Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Hello, thank you for joining us again. We have Luis Zaffarini with us this week. Luis works in our state organizational development department, and he does a lot of different things, working, of course, very closely with our state affiliates and our chapters. But his department also handles the National Right to Life Convention. So we're going to spend a couple of days just talking with him about that convention. Luis, thank you again for being back with us.
Thank you very much.
Now, there is a lot of wonderful educational information that is just out there. And I'd like you to talk about one of the events where a lot of this is brought together so that someone can get a great amount of information in a short period of time.
Well, Carol, as you well know, for more than 40 years, the National Right to Life has held an annual convention, which is the premier pro-life event in the nation, where pro-life grassroots activists gather to get educated, motivated, and activated for the pro-life year ahead. This year, we expect a larger crowd than ever. People know how important the pro-life message is, and they know how important it is to get to this convention. And we hope to see a large crowd.
Now, what I have often heard from some of the attendees is, of course, they learn a lot from the speakers, but they also have a chance to talk to people from around the country to get ideas and maybe projects that they hadn't thought of that might work in their area. It's just a great way for pro-lifers to share information among themselves, not just listening to the speakers that are brought in.
One of the greatest traditions of the convention, I think, is the fact that it provides a unique forum for people to meet each other face-to-face from all across the country and to share those ideas. And it's really encouraging to meet up with like-minded people who understand the importance and the value of human life. I think it really energizes people. I know it energizes me, and I need a lot of energy to keep up working with not just the convention, but all the other work that we do here.
So what are some of the topics that are usually discussed at a convention? Can you just give us a few of the highlights?
Yes, there are a lot of topics that would be pertinent to local communities, small chapter fundraising, organizing events, communicating with your local media. But we offer information for pro-life activists at the local, state, and national level because, you know, National Right to Life is active at all those levels. But we also are going to be talking about the pain of the unborn child and all of the other perennial topics like abortion procedures, Planned Parenthood, and anything else that the chapters ask us to talk about.
It really is a fantastic way for people to get together and to learn. And this last year, I think the Obama health care law and its lack of pro-life provisions was probably a big topic at the convention. But until that bill is repealed, and of course we're doing everything we can to do that, that will probably very likely be at this next convention as well. Do you have any other closing thoughts? We're going to talk about the convention a little bit more again tomorrow, but is there anything else you'd like to add in these few last seconds of the show?
I would just like to encourage as many chapters or interested pro-life individuals to come to this convention. It is absolutely essential to keep yourself educated on the up-to-date pro-life information so that you can share it with your communities back home and keep the issue alive.
Thank you so much. We're visiting with Luis Zaffarini from our State Organizational Development Office. We will be back tomorrow to talk more about the convention.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.